Alright, well, let me explain to you. I had the appointment today for 3 o'clock, so I didn't go to get the shot yet. But I do go. My ride is picking me up. Let's try this again. My ride is picking me up at 10 minutes to 3, so we're still going to be good. They said as long as I'm there, you know, as long as I'm there and check in, I should be good to go. Good to go! And so, I took a nap, which was very useful. Not only that I ate something this morning, but I also ate something before I left, just like I did the last time, where it paid off. I only had some mild symptoms, so eating paid off. And although I'm still very on edge, I had to take one of my anxiety pill. And because I'm so edge, I'm so nervous about the second shot. And, you know, what is up with me and these needles? I mean, even though it's like taking the flu shot, but this is the first one that I ever had to take back to back. I mean, the first time, when I used to get the first flu shot, it's one and none. I mean, I wouldn't have to worry about it, but this is the first time in my life that I ever had to get two. I think I'm going to go for the same arm that I got it the last time. Hopefully this time I'll be able to get a little video of it. Last time my phone died on me on the way there when I was about to update on a traffic situation. Remember that time there was terrible traffic on the main artery leading up to downtown St. Louis? And I don't know why the bus driver took the highway. I had no clue when we was going to go to Bond Jewelers, and then we wound up in that traffic, and then my phone died. But so I ain't getting no video of the first dose, but hey, at least they get the video of the last dose. You know. So I will let you know when I do the video later when I get back to the Second Palace today, and so yeah. April is not turnaround month for me yet, although I know I'm getting ready to go home on my birthday, on my birthday week, or something like that. Yeah, I made a birthday to never forget because I will be home. 2 carnivals and a Wario. Good prices. We sit now. Nobody that thinking about till either later or next year cruises. And I got a hold of deposit for 24 to 48 hours, according to Sal. Because group cruises is different than when I go on an individual cruise. It's like I got a hold $200 that long. I told him. The next time I make a deposit, I'm putting it on a card where I don't need it. I'm supposed to get that emergency card anyway. But the next time I make now this was for the 2022 cruise next year. But I told that, I said, you know what, the next time that I got to put a deposit, I'm going to put it on a card that I don't have to touch because I'm not going to use it that much, because eventually it was an emergency card when I was forced to. Because the daggone bank wouldn't let my check on the daggone drive-thru when it did when I walked in. So I'm still salty over that one. But other than that, and again, I think my wife is in me in my dreams again, because I keep having dreams of, you know, somebody getting married on a TV comedy show. Some person ran away from the person to marry, and then person asked them to marry again, and they say yes and return to the courtroom again, and then somebody was given information on getting married in the courtroom, and then that lady had ridden away in the train, and then she has to keep asking men to marry her, and I woke up. What the heck? Is this the way my wife visited me in my dreams? Is this the way my wife visited me in dreams? I mean, you heard about the one when I talked about during when I did the how I did WrestleMania Night 2 about the lady that liked me in the supermarket. or something like that. But my wife was a nurse. She was a nurse. You know? I don't know. Weird. So I did ask on Facebook, is it possible that when I had these dreams, when I told you about on the night 2 of WrestleMania, and I'm glad I did because I didn't know how short the night was, did my late wife visit me in my dreams, even though I know she's in heaven? Rodney, the Gangs of Christianity channel, the Gangs of Christianity channel, responded, "Yes, I believe it's possible." And I kind of thought so. I kind of thought so because I don't have anybody to dream about. So I kind of thought, and I'm kind of suspicious that my wife has visited me 2 times this week in my dreams. So I believe it. I mean, I'm convinced. I'm definitely convinced my wife has been visiting me. So, yeah. But yeah, she's welcome anytime. I mean, shoot, really? I mean, she was Princess of Big D Country. I mean, come on. Of course she's welcome in my dreams anytime. I don't have nobody dreaming about her. I mean, I've been a widow a long time than I was married. Nobody give me the chance. And then all I'm getting is romance scams every time. Man. My wife was only the real deal. She was only the real deal. So heck yeah, she's welcome in my dream. Heck yeah. Just a funny way to put them in, but wow. So, hopefully I could get a YouTube video in there for you about my experience on getting the COVID shot for the last time this year. Hopefully I could get the one where I could get it once next year, like I did do with the flu shot. And I will bring my phone charger with me. I got it all charging up and getting ready to go. Good to go. And I have my medicine already, just in case. I have something to drink already. Or something to drink that I could bring with me. Alright, I don't think I have to bring much because I'm not going to be there that long. Okay. I don't know what I was trying to say there before a phone call interrupted my show. Okay. But, as I was going to say, so, yeah, that was a funny way for my wife to visit me in my my past couple of dreams there. I mean, I could have had dreams that I was in a hospital. And I met her as a patient and everything, and I liked her and everything. No, it was a different way. It was either a comedy skit, or the last dream was meeting her in the store. So, go figure that one out. Help me understand. So, shout out to you, Rodney, Games of Christianity channel, for helping me to understand. By the way, probably somewhere down the line, but it was Big D Country LLC group page on Facebook. I do have a video when I was on this channel playing card shots. And I was going to play net poker, but it was getting late and it was on this lunch break. And so we went ahead to play card shots. And I always dreamed of playing card shots one day because it's an easy game. It's an easy game to play. The questions are not that hard. You just got to be get the high low numbers and everything like that. So it's not complicated to play card shots. And I did put in the application pre-COVID. And they never got back to me. But hopefully I will apply again to be on card shots. So, I mean, it's a pretty easy game. It's a pretty easy game. And I want to be on it one day. Come on. Come on now. But anyway, but shout out to Ronnie Gaines and Christianity for having me on this program again and all that good stuff. So hopefully I can play net poker too. And I don't know how I'm gonna see the numbers when I do the poker hand round. But I'm pretty sure I'll get some good help. So other than that, so then my wife visited me. Today is a big day. I shouted out Rodney for being, for having, speaking of Rodney came to Christianity, I told him I was going to talk to him about my experience with COVID. He said he haven't had anybody that he knew had COVID. And I told him I'll be happy to share my experience and also be happy to share my experience on getting the vaccine. We just had to book the time for the interview because he is working from his home. Now, he could call it a home because he got his wife and his baby daughter. And he's from the Windy City, Chicago. And, yeah. So, that's how I met. Matter of fact, that's how I met one of the fan holder fans, Zach. Yeah. So, that's how I met Zach on Ronnie Games of Christianity channel. So yeah, I'm looking forward to being on another game. I kind of wish I could find a way to add when I'm appear on the program and when I appear on any of the games. Yeah. So I mean, if I could find a way to do that, that'll be golden. That will be golden. Now we're off to the races. And the seasonal allergy stuff is driving me crazy. I mean, this weather turning, giving my body, it's like confusion. It's confusion. It's like, is it going to be hot or cold? Is it going to be hot or cold? So, but they said you can still get the COVID shot even if you have the allergies, seasonal allergies. So I said, okay, because this is my last one. I mean, you know, so. And like I said before, I will be doing experience like I did during the first COVID shot and how I feel. Because I do think that the citizens have a right to know. You have a right to know as a citizen of Big D Country. So with that, I will see you. Hopefully I can get a video. And then I will see you when I return to the thicken of Alice.